Mets now, 2-2. He throws. Dubon lines one to left field. Davis is going to have to play it on a bounce. Here comes Slater around third. The throw coming home with nothing on it. Slater scores. And into second on the throw, Mauricio Dubon, who comes through with one of his biggest hits in a Giants uniform. 2-1 here in the seventh inning. Dubon just battled and battled and finally delivered.
Man, it's going, it's clicking when Mauricio Dubon comes through and Gabe Kapler pressing all those right buttons. Giants keep winning. Hey, don't got to wait long. 12:45 today, Paulie. 11:45 pregame. Logan Webb, Jordan Lyles. Giants are looking for another home win. They're 13-4 at home, Paulie.
Go ahead, grab a matinee. Don't cost nothing. Got to remind everybody also, Murph, the Murph and Max Show is sponsored by Redwood Credit Union. Redwood Credit Union mortgages offer competitive rates and personal service. Visit RedwoodCU.org to learn more. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Equal housing lender, Murph.
For all that we love. We love
everything you love.
We love Kerry Crowley from the Bay Area News Group. And just dominating weekends, too, on KNBR with Marty Lurie. And whether he's having his mom on the air or shocking you, Paulie, with his tan.
I was shocked by it, I got to admit.
Or the great highway controversies, all the things that are going on.
What about the seven-inning controversy?
Seven-inning
thing. That spilled over into the Murph and Max Show, that whole thread.
I need to tell him about this. Right. Anyway, Kerry Crowley on the UMA guest line. Good morning, Kerry. How are you, brother?
Doing well, gentlemen. Great to hear your voices and always ready for some nice controversy talk.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So right. Can we get to the bottom of this? Because you left after the face-off real quick, and had you been sunning? Are you been getting some sun?
We're just curious.
Because Paulie said, go ahead.
I actually moved across the city, so I went from the Sunset to the Marina District, and there's a lot more sun out here.
That's it.
When I go for my morning run, it's no longer the Great Highway, which I'm thankful is still closed down to traffic.
Unbelievable.
It's now Chrissy Field and Marina Green, and so a lot more sun in the neighborhood, that's for sure.
Okay. I mean, that's a nice part of town to live in, yeah.
Yeah, man, look at Kerry. As they said,
this guy's
the Jeffersons, probably moving on up.
Totally.
Now, would your Sunset District friends think that you had sold out by going to the Marina?
Great question.
That is a great question, and I think a lot of them probably would.
Okay,
yeah.
There's an honest answer there, yeah.
They're the ones spending $50 round trip on Uber to get here on the weekend.
$50 Uber from Richmond from the Sunset
round
to
trip, round
wow.
trip, yeah.
25 each way. Wow. Kerry, now your podcast partner wants to chime in here. Copes and Crowley podcast.
Kerry, it seems to me that you've changed a lot since the publication of the Knob Hill Gazette. It seems to me that was the jumping off point for a lot of these changes for you.
Tans, addresses.
Isn't it true?
Right. Moving trucks.
I mean, there was incentive to get in the neighborhood where I get the Knob Hill Gazette delivered to my door.
There it
you
is.
You guys know that publication is near and dear to my heart.
Do they actually deliver it? Do they put it in like the lobbies of apartment buildings and stuff?
They do, yeah. Remarkably. I didn't know that until I got here, and I thought that they should have just stopped publishing after the April edition, because hard to see how you could do better than that.
This is all true.
May edition the other day.
You had some high-level company, though. Giants Community Fund board member Kim Murphy from Dublin, Ireland is on there, and she is a extremely talented and beautiful young lady, so maybe I should tip the two of you up. She's from Dublin. I mean, the Irish accent is second to none.
By the way, how about the fact that Kerry Crowley comes on the show to talk Giant baseball, and we're just grilling this kid? We're just drilling him with questions. Why did you move? When did you move? Why are you tan?
I also want to get
what do your friends think? We're like just bombing this kid with questions.
Well, Kerry, you grew up in the city, correct? Yeah. Right? You're a city kid.
Yeah.
So let me ask you.
There's another one. We're not stopping.
How's the Marina? Does it live up to it? Is it fugazi? Is it awesome? Like, because there's two ways to look at the Marina. It's like every tech bro and gal who moved in with their Princeton sweatshirt, just looking to make a quick buck and then skedaddle.
Oh,
or there's the other part of the Marina, which is freaking Joe DiMaggio lived there. You know what I mean? Forever. All right. That's real San Francisco. You know what I mean? So which is it?
No, Murph, we're taking the city back. Us city kids are taking it back from the tech bros who invaded
nice.
And tried to ruin the character of this great city. We're trying to show people what this is all about.
Okay.
So I felt an obligation to come to this neighborhood and pitch in with supporting the local economy here. Great businesses, great delis down here,
ooh,
the whole
delis.
Deal. But I still make it over to to the Sunset District.
Oh,
here
there is
there,
an so. Italian deli on Chestnut Street.
I've
there.
Seen it. I've driven past it a bunch, and
come
I've
on,
never
Carrie,
stopped.
Well,
it's not Ferraris, is it?
Come on, no, it's an outstanding Italian deli. Come on.
Luca, right?
Luca. That's what I'm talking about. Luca.
Hey, Carrie, last thing from me, anyway. I don't know about Murph. You might have more questions. But since you've moved to the Marina, only because I'm ignorant to it and I don't know, where's the best pizza in the Marina? Help me out.
Oh, I don't know that I've got. Well,
there's an Amici's on Lombard, brother.
I've been to that one. I've been to the Amici's on Lombard.
Okay,
I look about other spots.
Like, other than Amici's.
Other than.
But you're going to Amici's first.
Because right? I don't know.
If I want pizza, I still make it over to Original Joe's. If we're talking sponsors, Original Joe's been so good to our weekend show with Marty. So,
pizza at Original Joe's? I don't think I've ever had a pizza at Original Joe's.
Well, they've got it over at the new West Portal location over on my old
site. You're talking about Westlake Joe's.
And it is outstanding. Oh. No. There's a new specific Original Joe's pizza place that they've opened up.
Wow.
Over there. And it's
breaking all kinds of news. Opinion. Holy moly.
Yeah. And the old Paradise Pizza location on West Portal Avenue.
This is big. This is big news. All right. I still go to Amici's. That's all I'll do.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Here we go. The Giants.
Yes.
They're winning lots of games.
Here we go.
Gabe Kapler's pressing all the right buttons, Carrie. Three straight pinch hitters, and he wins the game. Burns his bench. I mean, honest to goodness, he's kind of managing his cojones off, isn't he?
Well, there, I've said in the press box and looked around at several other writers at different times this season, it seems like he's running circles around different managers around the league. I think
he
he's done a great job. Jace Tingler was no match for him. Whenever the Giants and Padres got into situations where it was late and close, you know, the Giants typically won those games over the past month or so. And now you come in, he did a great job against David Bell of the Reds a few weeks ago. That really stood out to me. And then the Rangers come in with six left-handed relievers. Their bullpen was stacked. Gabe Kapler knew that they would be exposed at the end of the game, and he gambled with three straight right-handed pinch hitters, and it paid off for the Giants. I'm not really sure what the Rangers are doing with six left-handed relievers, but I'm not really sure what the Rangers are doing in general. So,
yeah,
it all makes sense.
Well, actually, they came in with a .500 record, and you're saying head-to-head. So Bruce Bochy was known as the guy who would never get outfoxed late in a game, and mm-hmm. You're saying Kapler, finishing last year on a 21-15 run, right? I think that was the record. And now 21-14. So you're saying he's not just, I mean, you're not saying, I don't want to say formidable, but he's an asset is what you're saying.
Well, he's done a very solid job. And this is a roster that requires a lot of active management because you've got 12 everyday players who are in and out of the lineup. And you want those guys coming off the bench to be ready to go and ready for specific situations. And it feels like the Giants always have someone available off the bench. And I know that fans haven't loved the bullpen management, haven't loved seeing guys like Gregory Santos and Camilo Doval, rookies in tough situations. But I would also say that, you know, the bullpen isn't necessarily a strength of this team right now. The starting rotation is the strength. The depth of the position player group is the strength, and the Giants are playing to those strengths as much as they can. And so there's going to be days when they're shorthanded. There's going to be days, and Gabe Kapler admitted it last night, when his moves do not work out, and sometimes fans are going to be criticizing him at the end of games. That's the reality of the situation. But so far, he's played a major role in this team's success. I think that there's a number of wins that you can look at and say, yeah, Gabe Kapler made all the right moves toward the end of games, and they won in large part because of strategy.
It's incredible stuff, man. Carrie Crowley, San Jose Mercury News, Bay Area News Group, Giants beat writer, and of course you hear him every weekend here on weekends Giants coverage with Marty. Mauricio Dubon gets a big hit last night. So, Carrie, what now that he's been there, gosh, he came in 2019, didn't he? He's been here for a while. What's his realistic path in this? I had a buddy of mine who's a Dodger head, real big baseball guy. And he's like, is Dubon the shortstop next year if Crawford leaves? And I was like, that's aggressive to me. I think they might go get a free agent shortstop. But you tell me, what do you think the path is for Mauricio Dubon going forward? Just utility guy or what?
I think it's mostly utility guy. I don't think he's ever going to hit consistently enough to be an everyday starter, but I do think that, you know, he can find a platoon role, and his best asset is his versatility defensively. There are very few players around in the game of baseball who can play center field and shortstop. And Mauricio Dubon so far this season has done both at a high level, and to have that guy off the bench as a late-inning defensive replacement and someone who can, you know, hit left-handed pitching at the end of games, that's a really valuable person to have on your team. It's you know, not the type of star power that fans are looking for. And maybe he's not going to live up to the expectations that he had when he first came over in the 2019 trade and looked really good with four home runs in the month of September after the Giants traded Drew Pomeranz. But I do think that he is a viable major league player who can help your team as a defense asset in both center field and shortstop. And that's really key late in games, as we know.
Yeah, so, you know, one of those classic kind of Farhan Gabe utility guys there. Now, as this continues to take shape, Kerry, are you already starting to think about July? And, I mean, I know I'm getting way ahead. I mean, we just had Mother's Day. We haven't even hit Memorial Day. And, you know, they haven't played the Dodgers yet. But 21-14 is 21-14. I mean, you get they can lose three in a row and still be four over, you know? So I'm starting to wonder, like, you know, the Giants are in this thing. Like, are you already thinking about, geez, are the, you know, strategies and what they might do to add at the trade deadline? Because theoretically, you sign a bunch of one-year pitchers and you're a long-term team not looking to win the World Series this year. You might be making, you might be dealing guys at the trade deadline. But have you even thought about as to keep an eye on what would happen this summer in terms of strategy for this team?
Well, right now, let's say they keep this up. They could be one of the most interesting teams at the trade deadline because they have the starting pitching depth right now. They're going to get Tyler Beede back at some point. You know, Aaron Sanchez might come back from the injured list and look like he did during the first month of the season. And so I think that they could be an interesting team because they may not have to deal prospects to acquire some interesting names at the deadline. They could trade from an area of strength, whether it be starting pitching or, you know, outfield depth, and acquire to help an area of weakness. And what that area of weakness will be, I'm not sure, because so much time has to go by until the trade deadline. But I do think that there's a situation where the Giants are not sellers, and in fact, maybe they're not buyers either, but they're doing the need-for-need type deals that Farhan has talked about for the last few years, and one that they just executed, Mike Tauchman and Wandy Peralta, but maybe on a bigger scale than that. Maybe you see a big name going and a big name coming, and the Giants end up being one of the bigger moving teams at the deadline, Murph.
Hey, one more for you, Kerry. Not a huge name, but I've been fascinated by the reemergence of Steven Duggar. We thought this guy was dead and buried, especially when they went and got Tauchman. It was like, oh, yeah, that's just telling you right now. There's no room for Duggar in this organization, right? And now they're playing him every night. What's going on?
10 outfielders on this 40-man roster. It's incredible. And Steven Duggar is in the lineup every night. You're right. I mean, no one foresaw this during spring training. I thought that Steven Duggar was a DFA candidate halfway through spring training. So it's really a testament to the work that he put in at the plate. And he's so good on defense. He's made several tumbling catches in the outfield this year. Base running's been good. The bunting's good. He's just been a solid fundamental player. And yes, he strikes out too much and he's never going to hit for much power. But like you mentioned with Mauricio Dubon, Darren Ruff, several of these guys are great role players. And when you've got guys who are carrying the team like Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, Evan Longoria, and so on, you need the role players. And so far the Giants have had them. And that's a major reason why they're 21-14 and still in first place, still ahead of the Dodgers, still ahead of the Padres. And really none of us saw that coming.
Well, good breakdown, kid. I guess the last question is, where's the best burrito in the Marina?
Best burrito is still out on the west side of town. I might go out there before the game this morning. Lucho's on 19th and Ocean, but I would tell you that the best in the Marino so far is Los Hermanos does a chorizo and egg breakfast burrito that's been pretty good to me so far.
Okay, all right. But why 19th and Ocean?
I got to eat around.
So you wouldn't go to the Mission for you. You'd go to 19th and Ocean.
For breakfast burrito. You got to go to Lucho's on 19th and Ocean. That's the best spot in the whole city. Best spot in the whole world for my money.
Next time we're going to talk preferred appetizers, lunch destinations, and after dinner, digestifs as well. So prepare for that. Yes.
We can dive into my online dating profile.
Good. Yes.
Listen, a lot going on there. There's a lot going on. Kerry Crowley, another productive hit. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thanks, Kerry.
There he is.
Take it easy, man.
This kid's the future of Bay Area media.
He's fun. He took it all in stride.
Is he the future or is he the present?
I don't know. I don't know what he is, but I'm fascinated.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.